Very good afternoon to all the brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is Sunday, 8th of November 2020. So we'll be continuing with our sharing on this book, The Path to Truth for Modern Day Bodhisattva Practitioner. We are on page 224, Words of Wisdom. We'll go through the sharing later. There is a quote from chapter 1 of the Sutra of Infinite or Innumerable Meanings. This is from that book we are sharing during our Tuesday and Thursday class. So this chapter 1 on virtue, all the quotes are very beautiful. They are the virtue of great beings, not ordinary virtue. I read to you the quote. He extensively learned the Dhamma of all paths. His wisdom deeply penetrated the capacity of sentient beings. So this is the profoundness of this stanza or this sharing, this quote. So here the word he means all these great beings. The great Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, and even the Buddha, Sammasambuddha. They extensively learn the Dhamma of all paths, means whatever cultivation, whatever perfection and awakening, they develop all the understanding. Until his wisdom deeply penetrates the capacity of sentient being. So all these are their special qualities. And we go to the sharing. According to the author, he said, there are much suffering in this world, which is very true. Tsuji volunteers engage with people and inspire them to serve as community volunteers and recycling volunteers. So there are two sections. One is community volunteers to help the people in the community and also the environment or whatever. Then the other one is the recycling volunteer. Thereby forming a network of Bodhisattva practitioners. Because Tsuji's concept is compassion in action. Then they are all their volunteers, their followers and disciples. They are taught the Bodhisattva way to benefit living beings. They call them Ren Jian Fusa, means Bodhisattva within humanity, within society. So because of that, they have the title of this book as The Path to Truth for Modern Days Bodhisattva Practitioner. So as Bodhisattva Practitioner, you will do your work. That's like forming a network of Bodhisattva practitioners. They go to dark corners of the world where there is suffering to care for people with love and to guide them with wisdom. So these are the very dignified and virtuous action and work that they volunteer to provide. The love they show to others and their humanistic culture of giving are very touching. This is very true. For example, in one of the families that Tsuji volunteers help, there was a mentally challenged woman named Achina. Her husband, 13 years her senior, started severely. Their marriage was arrange, but they were both kind and got along well with each other. A Ching's husband loved her and worked odd job to support the family. They had two daughters. One did well in school, but the other inherited her mother's mental condition. Although they were poor, they lived happily. Unfortunately, the husband suddenly fell ill one day. In the beginning, he endured his sickness and continued working to support the family. Then he became too sick to work and was hospitalized. His test result revealed that he had terminal liver cancer. He was only 49 years old when he passed away. All of a sudden, A Ching lost the pillar of her family. She did not know what to do. A Cici commissioner living in A Ching's neighborhood had opened and loving for her. She listed A Ching as a Cici care recipient. Luckily, this Cici commissioner knew about her condition and listed her as a Cici care recipient. A Ching's house was run down and is surrounded with dirty. Cici volunteer helped her clean up the place and fix up the house. They also taught her how to take care of her family and tidy up her environment. With the help and support from Cici and her neighbors, A Ching's family gradually became financially stable. Therefore, Cici volunteer decided to discontinue the financial aid, but would continue to visit and care for the family on a regular basis. When A Ching learned of Cici's decision, she was very angry. One day, a Cici volunteer went to visit, and A Ching slept. Wait for the page to turn. Slapped the volunteer on the face. The volunteer was shocked. The volunteer used to be very strong-willed and had a very short temper. But after joining Cici, she learned to be forgiving, even when she was in the right. Therefore, even though she was slapped in the face, she still tried to lovingly and patiently understand why A Ching acted that way. She finally realized that A Ching took her anger out on her because Cici had stopped her financial aid. Instead of blaming A Ching, she thought of ways to get closer to her and advise her. After some time, she finally untied the knot in A Ching's heart. She also took A Ching to a local recycling station where many volunteers taught and guided her with love. Even though she was mentally challenged, she knew that she needed to create blessing for her daughters. She was certainly a good mother. At first, she pledged Cici membership for her two daughters and donated 100 Taiwan money, equivalent to US$330 for each of them every month. Later, Cici volunteer told her that she should also create blessing for herself. A Ching said, yes, I can save a bit more, and donated another 100 Taiwanese dollar. Therefore, she donated a total of 300 Taiwanese dollar each month on behalf of her family. Someone asked A Ching, why don't you sell the recyclable for recyclables you collect and keep the money for yourself? And why do you make regular donation to Cici? She answered wisely, I had received so much help. I want to help others too. Otherwise, it will be difficult for me to repay all the kindness I have received. I can do recycling work, and my whole family can be such donating members. So that was the view she had. This is an illustration of helping the poor and educating them to become spiritually wealthy or rich. Cixi volunteers encourage the poor to cherish their blessing and bring forth their strength to help others so that they can feel the wealth and contentment in their heart. Aching is mentally challenged in the eyes of many people. Aching is mentally challenged in the eyes of many people, but she can still utilize her innate ability to do good deeds, and that is the action of a wise person. On the other hand, many well-educated people do not have such wisdom. Sometimes people who are good at calculating things may not always do good things. So this is, I think, quite true in many cases. We should apply the Buddha Dharma in our daily life. Spiritual cultivation can be practiced in daily life. Seeing this family in distress, Cixi volunteer took the initiative to care for them. They not only gave the members, gift of themselves and upheld precept, they also tolerate insults when they were misunderstood, and continue to care for and give counsel to this family. Isn't this having wisdom in understanding the mind of sentient beings? So this one is a example that the author gave, which is, I think, quite useful and quite important. Because when we start to do help out in doing good or wholesomeness activity, especially in our society, if we are able to be successful in our life, or we have already achieved some form of financial freedom, and looking back, we are so blessed. We don't have to worry about the roof over our head, shelter, food, and even basic needs. And sometimes we have surplus for travel, for vacation, and to do some wholesome things. And of course, you can also at times have enough to pamper yourself a bit or help others and your loved ones. So these are the understanding that you must develop as a Dharma practitioner. Then we should reflect and contemplate, how come our life, this life, can be so much better than most people? Most people actually are not so fortunate. They suffer, especially this time of the pandemic, where you can see all over the world, every country, every society. Not everybody are as lucky as most of us or fortunate as most of us. A lot of people are affected. Their job, their whatever career, and also their business. Some they do simple food business, they are also affected. Some they work in certain industry that are not so fortunate, like the airline industry, the hotel industry, tourism industry. And also many of these worker who are not on a permanent basis, they work on a day-to-day basis. Then because of this movement control pandemic, economic activity shrink, employment also reduce. So many are affected. They lost their job. Their business suffer because of cash flow problem. Then they have commitments, not only the immediate needs for food on the table, pay rent, shelter, but this commitment like their house installment, their car installment, or whatever installment that they have entangled themselves with. So these are not easy solution. Either salary, the wages, or the income are not coming. Then if you are a pensioner, retiree, you don't have enough savings to tide through during this period. It's not easy. That's why I saw some of these retired people. They may have their home still having value, but they don't have cash because no more salary. Then some of the EPF money also they have used up. So what do they do? So sometimes I saw them put out the notice, room to let. They try to get some supplement income. Then of course some depend on their children. But if you yourself are independent, means you are blessed. Then you know how to invest your money, grow your money. Then during this time of pandemic or crisis, you may not be affected. So these are people with good blessings. Then we have to know, because we cultivate the Dhamma. From the Dhamma, we understand our blessing come from our action, our duty we do in our life. So if you know how to take care of karma, cultivate wholesomeness, merits, generosity, parami, all this will be your blessing. You reap what you sow. So without all this, wealth cannot come to you. Good job cannot come to you. You may not have the condition for proper good education, having good parents who can understand you, support you, and give you either good education and start up in life. So when we look at all this, if we have the means, we should play our part, we should do our part. So in the early years, I remember that time when I just graduated, starting to like come out to work with a career or this thing, then of course the joy of able to have a proper job, having salary, especially the first month pay, not much, but there was so much joy. You earn it yourself. Then I have a lot of gratitude. Then that time was simple. So simple life, simple living, good enough. Then as I was going through the student life, I was quite fortunate. I got some sponsor scholarship from the Kedah State Government. So as a scholar, I actually received in lower six and upper six, 30 ringgit a month. And to me, that was good money. Well, my pocket money was only one fifth of that. I only got paid 20 cents a day as pocket money to go to school. So 30 ringgit is 1 ringgit a day. At that time, money was very big. So I saved almost all of my scholarship money. So that 2 years, I saved 700 something, and that was good money. Yeah, I kept it in the post office saving book, I remember. Then later on, when I was in the uni, My estate loan was enough for me to fund my own education, and I still have some pocket money too, so I save a bit more. Then in my third year training, I have some allowance. Then that's how I started savings. Then when I came out to work, I was full of joy. Then when I have a little bit of money, I reflect back my like good blessing and all those things. Then I knew my family was quite big, and my father has the means to actually take care of them, but too many of them need to go to university and higher education. So I told my dad, I will help you take care of one of my brother. So I helped to fund one of my brother's education. Then the rest, my father take care, but he was also lucky because one of my sister did nursing, so that one all under government, fully funded by the government, because it's a government program, study nursing. They are paid allowance. Then after they graduate from their nursing diploma or nursing qualification, they immediately start work and they are paid salary. Then my father only need to fund one of my younger brother to Canada. So was quite comfortable. Then I was thinking how I can help make offering and donation. So that time I was really lucky. Well, when I was in the university, I met Master Shen Huo. I don't have the means to do much donation that time because money were limited and I haven't really came out to work. So I just attended the sharing. Then because of good karma, good affinity, every time he came to visit Malaysia, I received contact. And when I met him for the second time while in the university, I make a determination that when I grow up, when I graduate, when I started working, if there is opportunity and condition, I will make offering and donation. And the opportunity really came, really came. That's how I did it. Then in between, I wanted to do some small generosity donation and offering, but I don't know where to make offering because that time I only go to Brickfield, and Brickfield was the only place where I actually help out in the tape library or something. Then sometimes donate a little bit towards the temple, towards usual Vesak day, then Sunday school and all those things. But apart from that, nothing much. Then I read the papers. I like to donate to those who need money for their emergency medical things, sometimes educational. Then I used to send small amount of money. That's how I did it. Then I realized the more I donate, the more I receive. The Dhanaparami really is something very amazing, and it is really something you must try it out. It really give you a lot of understanding and joy. Then later on, I taught my brothers, especially my youngest brother, and he has faith. That's why he has been doing that. And every time he donate, money just come to him, but proper means, not the one. But sometimes it's through, of course, you call it luck, but we don't call it luck. It's a Dhanaparami. The money just come in certain way. So these are the what I should say, parami that you can receive. Like my dad, I remember he came from China. He was very poor, but he tried very hard. Then somehow you never believe, in the 50s, I think, immediately after I was born, he helped the uncle to sell only, I don't know, 5 social welfare tickets at that time. that time was operating from Singapore, I think. And it came out second price. And the commission that the uncle received was $5,000 Ringgit Malaysia. Of course, that time was not called Ringgit Malaysia. It's during the British time. And I can tell you, 5,000 is a lot of money. And he shared with my father, no, the uncle, very sincere, very honest. So my father got 2,005. And that time, with 200 ringgit, he can buy a shop lot to do business. Then with 1 cent, 2 cent can buy things. So that money was a lot of money. Then later on, this type of parami, when they come, you won't believe. Even social welfare first prize, you can really strike. That time strike means some family member, my wife's side, they really strike. And I was amazed. I never believed this thing can happen, but it does happen. And it happened with me witnessing it. So all these are very, I should say, marvelous thing, amazing thing. And this is part of Dhamma. You reap what you sow, do good begets good, do evil begets evil. You plant the seed of wholesomeness, you reap the seed of wholesomeness. So whether to volunteer as Chiji volunteer, or even pledge your donation or what, it's up to us. That's why almost every year we donate to Kayamita Fund, to Chiji, to help Kayamita develop wholesomeness. Then we make many offerings. Off and on, wherever there is condition, we make offering. Even to Sampo Temple, Anandagiri. Then last time we used to make offering to our spiritual trip, our retreat. Then also to this wisdom. I think they call, what's the name idea? Burley and Eric, sorry. Wave, yes, Wave, yeah. Wisdom, short form is Wave. We donate to Wave because Wave also do a lot of wholesomeness, because I know them, the founder, Burley and Eric, they are sincere, good people. In the early 80s, I happened to bump into them. And I used to go to their premise. That time, I think Eric is a government servant. He worked with RTM. They were given a government quarters somewhere near Brickfield Temple on the outside. Then he opened up his house, like a Dhamma house, with a lot of Buddhist books, and he allowed any Buddhist devotee who wants to spend time there, you can. So every time after the Sunday service or my duty at the Brickfield Temple, we will go for breakfast, then we drop by. Then later on, I wanted to print that Dhamma book, Metta, all those things, the two Metta book, and I think one more, I don't know, one more. So I couldn't find people to help me to do the publishing. Then I asked around and they say, hey, they can help me, but they know that publisher. He can do it very cheap and really very well, very sincere. So that's how they started. Actually, that time when they started, I was the pioneer. Then there were initially some initial small teething problem. I think we helped them overcome and sort of things out. Then after that, they start to grow. Then they start to do a lot of printing of Dhamma book, especially Thai tradition, Ajahn Chah tradition. Then later on, other tradition. Then every year, they make it a point to make Katina offerings and other Thai donation and offerings to many parts of the world, especially Thailand and some part in India and other way places that they can actually send the offering. That's why I saw all these are very genuine, very wholesome. So I make it a point to donate to Kainamita funds. So all these are very wholesome, very beautiful, and there is a lot of joy. And it gave rise to Parami, to Kainamitas, because we use that fund to do a general donation that will benefit all. Then later on, we set, after I came out and shared, I set up the Kainamita fund. So we start doing all this. That's why every year we have donation to wave, to Tsuji, to our spiritual trip. But this year we didn't have any proper spiritual trip. We only donated to Sampo Temple, Anandagiri, and sometimes SJBA, and also various type of charity organization. So wherever there is wholesomeness, people will inform me. Pamasuri, they all, and sometimes Sri An, and sometimes other Kayanamitas. Then even Wu Ping Qing Se, and there's another temple, I think Miss Lee's Si Xiong. They are building a new building. Somewhere it's from Mano, what I forgot already. So we also donated. Then during this Kuan Yin Tan and all those things, we also donate. So all these are wholesomeness that we do. Then when we set up the Kayamita Fund, when we do our activity, our Kayamita Fund is the only fund that can make offering to all the things that I need to use to produce my Dhamma talk, my Dhamma sharing, my Dhamma books, even our website, the annual fees that we need to pay to all these domains that we need to use, and also security companies. Then we also print a lot of Dhamma book. Then all the writing material, whiteboard, or whatever that we need to use for our sharing, our retreat, also, they can only be donated through the Kayamita funds. Even if you have a lot of money, we will not allow you to donate to that part, because that one is the gift of truth that I share. The printing of book, the sharing of the Dhamma, the audio file, the video file, all of the repository of Dhamma material. Then all those who help, they are volunteers. We should thank them. We should rejoice. Especially Brother Lau, Jin Hao, Sian Liu. Now my daughter is involved. And Pomasuri, Bratil, and those who help in the editing of the book, and also proofreading, and help in like the polishing up of all this Dhamma material that we evolve out. Then there are various contributions from Kayanamitas in many ways. Then, of course, the Kayanamitaship, the fellowship, and our activities, they are all very wholesome. At times, we also make offering and donation wherever appropriate and needed. So what I'm trying to share with you is, you can reflect upon all this. When you understand, you should develop into like a good habit. A good, I don't call it bad habit. It's like a good habit to like. I got this friend. I think you all, some of you all may know him. My brother now behave like him. Brother Wong Tam Kiong. I think most of you all know him. He every time receive bonus, or pay rise or whatever, or he strike lottery or whatever, he will think of donation first. So he did a lot of donation, and he donated a lot of blood too, until he was awarded this special status by University Hospital, he can get his first class treatment there for life or whatever things that happen to him. So people like him is very unique. So if you can have joy in doing generosity, parami, or donation and offering, it should be something very wholesome that you should develop as a joyful habits. What is a better word than habit? I think habit not so good a word. It's like the thing that you like to do. You call it. No, hobby is the game. You can say hobby to do offering and donation, but I think there is a better word. Maybe an interest to do wholesomeness. So you can develop joy and interest or happiness to do wholesomeness, especially dana parami, to help people, to have love, to have compassion, to be sincere, to be caring, to be loving. So all these are virtue, parami, and when you develop them, it will transform your life for the better. So when you have this cultivated very often, it becomes your parami, part of your, in a way, good habit, good tendency. That's why every life you come, you will know how to do that. And it's like something very natural to you, and you do with joy. And when you can see people benefiting, there's a lot of joy. I like to help people who need education help and all those things. And this why I help quite a number too. One of them is an undergraduate, an Indian guy, who finally became a doctor. So I help him to raise quite a lot of money to fund his medical degree education. Actually, that time was not easy. He been from a very poor family. I think his father passed away when he was quite young, and the mother had to work very hard, washing clothes and all those things to bring him up. And he actually teach tuition and all those things. Then somehow he managed to go into a medical university to study medicine. That was in Sungai Petani, I think Ames University. And he got not enough money. He only had enough money to pay for the first term fee. I think he saved some money and borrowed from the uncle there. Then after one term, he cannot afford to pay anymore. So he was stopped from taking exam. Then somehow through coming affinity, he got the good parami. He wrote an email out, general email. Then somehow Wave Pearly forward the email to me. Then I want to check the authenticity. Then when I confirm it's authentic, I call up the university. Then I reconfirm and help him to actually go through it. Then I told the dean, the university, as they asked this student to contact me, I will talk to him. Then I told him I can help you solve your first year problem. I think that time he need to raise about 50,000. So I was confident I can help raise. So I told him, you go and talk to your dean. You talk to him and tell him, let you sit for the exam first. Then I will undertake to deliver the money within 2 weeks. Or somehow they agree, you know. They agree. So I raised the money within 1 week, I think, I remember. Then I had some surplus. I said, this surplus, wait till the next schedule, when they chase you for money, okay, then make use of it. But in between, I said, you have to apply for your own scholarship or whatever. So he did his part within our part. And finally, he cleared all the 5 years. And he graduated, become a doctor. And the total he need was about 250,000, I remember. for the whole course. And on our part, I think we raised about 150, I remember, total. So somehow there were conditions, and the people who actually chip in had a lot of joy at that time, I remember. So this is how we do it, even though we start small. But when we do it with sincerity, people trust us. People have faith in what we do. Then initially, I didn't want to go to my university classmate, because I know if I go to them, they can easily get the money. Well, we did it through Kayamitas and all those things. Then later on, the third year and the final year, I got no choice already because I don't feel good going back to the Kayamita for the second round and all those things. So I wrote to the university classmate. We have a WhatsApp group. And I was so full of joy. Within 1 or 2 days, there is one classmate who make it, I think. He called me up. He said, "Hey, Theo, this one, you had checked in Jenny." Yeah. I said, "Jenny, yeah." He said, "I have been looking to fund all this education thing. This is what I want to do, but I couldn't find any." So I said, "Don't worry." He said, "I will take up the whole thing." Oh, I said, "Cannot. Let people donate first. Then maybe you pao wei." Pao wei means you sponsor the balance. He said, "No problem. Just let me know how much." And I want to see that guy. He said, that guy, he interviewed him. So I say, "Wait till tomorrow. I will send out the cutoff date. After the cutoff date, the balance, you take it out." So I remember we were trying to raise another 50,000. So at the cutoff date, we received 20,000. Then the balance, 20,000. He sponsored the whole thing. That's how we did it. Then finally, I think the whole thing was done. So these are very wholesome activity and maybe way of doing things. So do not be like, feel like you can't do much, you are alone. No, the power of Kayanamitas, the power of friends reaching out to others actually can bring about a lot of wholesomeness. Like Ciji, they started small with the bamboo saving box. Then they grow. So everything starts from somewhere. The first thought of wholesomeness, the first thought of planting the seed of Bohi. So all this can become something extraordinarily wonderful and big, beyond your wildest dream at times. So have faith in your karma, have faith in your nature, have faith in the Dhamma way. Do things the proper way. And wholesomeness will blossom. Wholesomeness will come to us. And we can be a blessing to the world, to all of society and humanity. You must have the goodness in you, the virtue, the wisdom, the understanding, the faith, the perseverance. Then we can do the big things, great things. Just like what you have witnessed around the world. We recently also followed the American election. It was a great story about how Joe Biden and the Vice President Harris, they also from the middle class, how they came out. They went through a lot of life tragedy too. But they were sincere. They have right understanding and approach. The sincerity actually paved the way for them to win the election. So people who know how to choose, the majority will choose for democracy in the right way. That's why you can see in the States at least that democracy still stands. It has come back. Otherwise, the institution all will be eroded. So you do things the right way, following the Dhamma way. Means Dhamma way means sincerity, virtue, wisdom, goodness, kindness, generosity. Then they say caring, caring. Then also, you must cultivate dignity. Do not lie very, stood very low. You must do things with understanding and have dignity in life. Don't go the crooked way. So all this is something we can relate to Dhamma. When we have Dhamma, we can see the beauty in doing wholesome things, in holding on to right principles in life that accord with nature's law. When we plant the seed of wholesomeness, we will reap the fruit of wholesomeness. So this is for humanity, for a better world, for a better planet. So unity, sincerity, all this can build a nation. But once you have all the negativity coming in, it destroys the nation. Once you destroy your democratic institution and principle of rule of law, you destroy the country. So everything is built on morality, principles, wholesomeness, righteousness, liberty. Sincerity is very important. Okay, now it's about 3:51. I still have 10 more minutes. Maybe we go to the next chapter. What is the next chapter? Building hope for children lacking education. This is something that my nature wanted to do when I was young, because I understand how is it like for people who don't have the means to do their education. And for us, our Chinese tradition has this understanding. If you want to be successful in life, if you want to break out of the poverty cycle, the surest and the fastest way is through a proper education. Education is very important. That's why my dad, I respect him because he did two things very good for us. He worked very hard with my mother, sacrificed a lot for us. But his two principles in life is very important, is it? First thing is it, citizenship. He makes sure all our citizenship papers are in order. He said the worst thing to suffer is not to have a proper paper to be a citizen of the country you are in. So, because of him, our whole family have proper paper. Then the second thing he emphasized on is education. He said your duty is to study and excel and have better life. My duty is to make sure there is enough food on the table, shelter and money to fund your education. And my dad really donated a lot to schools education. That's why I saw when I was young all this example. Then when I grew up, I passed on this value down to my children. Then I say if I can do better than what my dad did, I grow. Then I pass on the legacy and tell my children. My dad emphasized on education and citizenship. Then because I have the means, I told them, I don't want you to waste the first 10 to 15 years of your life after you graduate to work for money, to actually develop the financial freedom, means to own a house, to buy a car, to have certain amount of financial assurance of freedom. It took me 15 years to put myself on a very strong foundation or platform so that I felt I have the ability to live life now. I don't have to worry about money and all these things. So have this understanding. I don't want my children to waste 10 to 15 years of precious time just to earn that type of money. So I say, as a second generation children, if you are not too fussy, since they didn't go overseas, I bought them a car because they deserve it. So they have a car, house, you don't have to worry. I take care. Then education also, I will take care. Then the other thing is, I said, since you didn't go overseas, I will give you some seed capital to start off your life. I will help you to do some investment. That's how I gave them the liberty and freedom to do what they want in life. So they have this good understanding and they're really happy with what has been planned for them. And now my daughter says she understands all this thing. She come back, she decide. It's a great decision for her before the age of 40, I think. He decide to call it a day and retire and do the thing he likes to do in life. So I also did that, but I had to wait till she graduate at the age of 46 plus 47. So they are early, they are more fortunate. But for my daughter, she has a very simple life. So no need to worry about all this thing. So if you can pass on all this legacy to your next generation and they will grow from there. Because now is a different era again. IT, AI, completely different world. I went through a transition before the advent of science and technology. We went through the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s where the Earth world was still relatively backward. Then after that, we saw the advent of science, technology, the 80s, the 90s, and the millennium. Then 20 years after the millennium, wow, fantastic growth this last 20, 30 years. So we are actually very fortunate to go through this golden era, golden civilization, or what we are experiencing on this Mother Earth planet. To be able to experience and witness all this thing is really a joy. It's not by chance, it's our parami. So nowadays, if you have the means and you care for, which you don't need much, the handphone, the media, there's a lot of things that you can see, like the TV. Now the news, the US election is immediate. You can know straight away from the TV, the social media, your computer. Then all over the world, everything you want to know, you can actually see them. And they have documentary show to show everything that you want to see and know, even science, the universe and all those things. There are so many things. So these are the things that we have the condition to experience while we are still at our prime in life. And we should also count our great blessing at this age like mine, coming to 67, I think. Oh, over already. Because we just had our birthday. So 67 plus already. I look at it, 67 plus, then Joe Biden is 78, 11 years more senior. Then I can understand, actually at 78, not too late. I think it's still quite healthy. So now at this age, with more or less perfect good health, I really have joy, count my blessing, all the blood tests, everything come out good. Of course, I have some small multivitamins and medication for my diabetic and the cholesterol thing. Apart from that, I am beautiful. Every organ, everything is beautiful. So we should actually count our good blessings. our good karma, our good nature that enable us to have this type of good condition and good life. And all this come from understanding what we do this life will condition our future life, and what you experience this life come from your past karma, your perfection, your whatever. So bear this in mind, reflect on this, contemplate on this, and do whatever you need to do. I think this is more useful. So what Suji did is beautiful. That's why to go through this book is very helpful. That it enables us to contemplate into life, reflect into life, and enables us to have the understanding that gives rise to the condition for us to act the proper way. So as Kanyamita, we are more fortunate, we have more condition to do wholesomeness and good things. So all this is part and parcel of the Dhamma way, part and parcel of understanding life, living life. Then be a true human being. Then be a blessing to all of humanity and the world. So do whatever that is appropriate, do whatever that is wholesome, then develop wisdom and virtue to actually continuing to grow your life, to build up your life, to perfect yourself so that you can really become a great Dhamma practitioner or a great Dhamma friend, Kanyamita. This life, since the consciousness is so beautiful and the sasana is still there, condition is still so conducive, you should actually determine strongly, have faith. Then plant the seed of Bodhi, if possible, walk the path of the Bodhisattva, take the vow, then determine to have this right view and right understanding line of the life. Then this will guarantee you not only this life, all your future life will be taken care of. So if you have the condition and you know how to do it, it is really something very wholesome. So with that, maybe I can stop the sharing. Maybe page 228, Building Hope for Children Lacking Education. We can continue next Sunday. So now we can have our 45 minutes of awareness-based meditation. We will off the light, then we will have our meditation. Then after that, 4:45, when we come out of it, we will have our toilet break. Then we continue second session. Okay. So just relax body and mind. Maintain awareness for as long as you can. Stabilize the city. Then silence everything to develop the meditative understanding. Be a silent observer to understand. Don't try to stir things. Don't try to get involved. Silent. Silent is good. Silent is beauty. When you are completely silent and just aware without thought, your nature shines forth. You will understand what the awareness nature is, what your silent mind is, what your true mind is. And from there, you can develop the understanding that is meditation. The silent choiceless awareness of truth, the reality of what is in the here and the now. We can continue with our second session. Second session is meditation reporting, followed by question, whatever question you may have regarding meditation or the Dhamma. Also, you can share on Dhamma in daily life, or whatever that we have discussed on the topic, the path to truth, the chapter that we have just gone through, on making, cultivating blessing, developing wholesomeness, and the understanding of Dhamma leading to the understanding of life, how we should live our life. Our life is not just to be successful, to do the things that we need to do, but following our understanding of the Dhamma way, there are certain duties that we have to do. Where this form and mind is subject to the karma. So this karmic nature, we have to take care. That's why we have a duty, the right duty. So under the salutation to the Sangha, the Buddha make it very clear. The enlightened disciple of the Buddha, they have these four qualities of conduct, of good conduct, is the order of the enlightened disciple of the Buddha, and of right conduct is the order of the disciple of the enlightened disciple of Lord Buddha. And of wise conduct is the third one, is the enlightened disciple of the Buddha. Then the last one, Samici Patipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho, of right duty, is the order of the enlightened disciple of Sakyamuni Buddha. So the right duty is the part on performing your appropriate right duty in accordance with this law of karma. So if you are able to have that understanding and do it, then you will reap the fruit of your hard work. Then that right duty will lead to right karmic condition, karmic affinity, karmic understanding, karmic parami. So all this will protect you, guide you, and provide great condition for you to have a good life. So these are all very important understanding. Okay, now we open up.
我想 report 我的 meditation so Brother Dale can guide 我 大概三个星期前然后我在我的 meditation 里面看到我的 funeral 然后我就很积极的很想 you know去精进，然后去做我该做的事情，然后就是，然后我就很一直在做，而没有那个 understanding。然后就好像整个人好像迷失了。然后我就不知道该怎么做，然后我就就知道自己知道是不对，然后我就有一天我就 text 阿宋，我就跟他说 I am lost， 然后阿宋就很 kind 的，他就打了电话给我。然后他就问我你是不是你的 emotion 你 overcome 不到你的 emotion， 我就说是然后他就说你现在什么都不要做，你就去看电视然后 relax 你自己，然后过后之后我就是 就是在 relax，没有去做什么，就是慢慢慢慢的就他就自己会停下来呢的，就说你就是回去你之前那个没有降多 sankara 的 condition 里面啊，所以就是 I come to understand，就是你当你在这个情况里面，就是哇，你跟迷，你的迷跟你，你就是你走不出来，就是要需要一个 guide 去 去。
我要问你一点，小部分的那个 actual condition。你刚才讲 3 weeks ago，你是 meditation 还是 dream？
Meditation 里面，Brother Dew，
看到你自己的 funeral。
它是一个画面，这样那
In the
个，
meditation，它怎样现出来？
它就是好像一个，它就是一个好像一个，怎样讲，就是一个画面这样子咯，
画面呐、
就是 like how to say I really don't know how to say like。你又很清楚知道它是一个，就是你知道你 funeral 前面里面那个灵台有没有？
啊。
你就是一个一刹那看到那一个这样子。
But 你怎样知道是你的？
我就是我不懂哦，我也是不知道，我不是，我就是看到
Because when you meditate, when you are aware, all this type of thing doesn't arise on. This type of thing only arise unless you have fallen into the dream state, unconscious or the subconscious. Then that type of dream state type of consciousness surface. Then 你讲的那个 image 啊，那个 image。Sometimes 是 mental formation 来的，没事的，But then 你讲你看到，then in the meditation 你要去静坐，that itself should actually allow you to understand that you are contradicting yourself because funeral 你怎样去静坐？Because 你的肉体已经在那边了
哦，不是，我是在我自己认为是我很 silent 的时候，我是看到，就是说我 aware 到那一幕，而我又没有直接出来的，我就是继续在做。
是跟念头还是什么？念头哦，image 算你看到那个。
对，它就好像。一个 image 这样一刹那这样擦过这样你看到我讲不出来，就是我知道那个 after that 我 meditation 过后 after that 我还是在里面坐了一下下，然后我才出来，然后出来我再 reflect 回去，就是说我想回去刚才那一个，我又没有太大的反应，就这样。
No, when you meditate, you have to always remember you're supposed to maintain awareness. When you maintain awareness, 这些思想 image 没有的，没有的，你会有就是 sankara 出来了的，那个 mental formation 出来了的。因为 when you are just aware 没有东西的，then 你的六根呢？Your sixth sense, though, it will manifest. But as it manifests, your awareness nature aware, that's all. 如果那个五蕴呢 taken over already, then what you explain will happen means your awareness is not there. Where the awareness don't meditate, the awareness just aware. And the awareness that is having the ability to aware will develop the understanding, and that is supposed to happen. Apart from that, you say you are doing all those things, then it's not the awareness, it's the sankhara. So you just let it be. Just let it be. Then let it settle down. Because when you meditate, you're just supposed to maintain awareness. Relax, maintain awareness. Then when it becomes very quiet, very still, very silent, that thinking or sankhara or whatever tactile activity will become less and less, less and less. That until finally, completely, no more sankhara. The whole mind like become very quiet, very still. Then there is nothing. But within that stillness, because your senses is still there, it can still pick up consciousness. But whatever it pick up, you just aware, finish. Then stay with that silence. That silence is actually spacious awareness, that nature, the oneness nature. You have to stabilize that to really have that understanding of what that thing is. Then that one can be aware of the oneness. Then whatever within the oneness that the nature want to understand, it can understand. It can arise the perception, the understanding. Then when you are still not so stable, if you need to anchor your awareness to somewhere, then you can, like your heart area. You anchor it there, no problem. Then let it detect the gateway. When it detect the gateway, you will know. Then even before it detect the gateway, you can anchor it to your heartbeat or your whatever vibration that is very clear to you, very prominent to you. You can stay there. But this awareness nature, it will move, it will move. It will move to various position within your heart area or out of your heart area. So it can go to your abdomen area, tan tian area, or other area. Then, which means that nature trust want to do something. So let it do. Just aware, finish. Aware, finish. Just maintain the awareness. Then let the transformation happen. And most of the time, you are just aware, wherever it go, it will transform itself. Then the final product is always gases come out. So just allow that to be. Then if you can like be aware that you are not able to calm yourself down or what, don't go and analyze. Understand? Don't go and ask why until now the sankhara is still there. Last time I went through the stage, the mind very quiet already. I can go in very fast and all those things. Now why all of a sudden I can't? All this is from the mundane mind, the analysis. Don't try to analyze. Don't try to know. Don't try to do all these things. Because whatever happened, like the Buddha said, there are causes and conditions behind. So these causes and conditions has its condition. Sometimes it's for the nature to go through that test, to go through that experience so that you can understand. Because when you expect, every time you already train, then your mind always listen to you, it will always be like that. Then that become a rigid way of perceiving that thing. Then you will have problem because that become a thought. That become an expectation, understand? So when you expect to have that state, because every time you go into it, you can do it. But then there are times where somehow it's beyond your control. You can't do. So when the condition is not there, it cannot happen. But even it cannot happen, you just have to accord and flow. Just relax into it. Be with it and find out. Whatever happened, like you say a lot of sankhara or what, so what? Let it be. Then let it settle down. So go back to the for support, relax, maintain awareness, whatever happened. Then if you find it keep on occurring and you can't do much, then what song teach you is also good, because that is, you are too eager to know. Your mind has actually created that condition where you cannot be at peace with it. So go and watch TV. Go and relax yourself. Sometimes I tell people, go for a walk. Understand? When you are not under any stress or any condition to meditate well or to do something well, you are very relaxed. Just go for a walk. Take a walk. Sometimes, especially at retreat, I remember, I told a lot of cultivators, why are you going to torture yourself down there? You find yourself cannot developing the mindfulness and all those things, then go for a walk, a quiet walk. Reflect, contemplate, and come back. And do the bowing again, then lie down and meditate again. Otherwise, develop metta, like I teach that, David. You develop metta also is a form of training to create the condition for that conducive mind state, the positive metta force or energy, the well-being and happiness, the joy. Then all this will help you to prepare your mind to settle down. But the main thing about meditation is to understand all this movement, not to go and question all this movement. You can inquire, no problem. Inquiring is okay, but don't be confused by it. Don't go and question until it becomes a mundane mind trying to know, until you go and analyze. Because it's not for you to analyze. You only have to observe it to understand why it's like that. Well, everyone is different. Every condition is different. Every situation is different. That's why the meditative experience is unending. Many things will happen. Many things will manifest. It keep on transforming, evolving. As you progress, it will transform again, it will evolve, and then you will go through. That's why it's unending. So all this, slowly, slowly, as you progress, you only have to remember whatever happened during meditation is part of the training, part of the way. Then you will not be curious anymore. You will not try to know. Then you will just, if you need to reflect and contemplate, then you will come out with the understanding. Maybe it's just my nature testing me. It's for me to learn. Then I cannot always want things my way. Condition keep on changing, evolving. And sometimes the message need to come. Then when the message need to come, it will come in a very beautiful way. That it's like a dream type, but it's not a real dream. Well, the real dream, you like bits and pieces and not really connected, then it can give rise to emotion. But this one, the message that comes is before you wake up, is very clear one. So these are the message from great beings or your own nature that actually give you the message that you have to do certain things. Like for me, I think the first time was Guan Yin. He opened up my hand, then the triple gem from the vase. The moment I saw the vase, I knew it was Guan Yin. It's an old lady wearing white, very compassionate. Then he pour out the gem, three in a line, then held my hand and speak to me. Not much time left. You have to move fast. Oh, the message just come like that. That's why from that moment onward, I regain consciousness and come out. Then straight away, I pay my respect with a lot of joy, a lot of tears. I have gratitude. I thank Guan Yin. Then from that moment onward, I remember 1986, I cultivate non-stop because of that message. Then, very strange, from that moment onward, the book come, the guide come, the teacher come, everything happened within that 2-3 years, 86, I think somewhere in the middle of what I forgot already, 87, 88, towards the end of 88 until beginning of 89, that 2+ year, everything came. Then my nature just connect and awaken after that. Then the other one is from Maitreya, that message. That message also before I wake up from my sleep. Very clear, very vivid. And all these are very vivid, very clear with color inside. And it's not a real dream. It's a message that you receive. And they always come before you wake up. And after that, immediately, my nature regain consciousness and my nature will know inside there what this message is and who the great being is, it will know. So all these are the stages that cultivator will go through. So for your case, I believe it must be some form of test or experience that came, but you're not familiar because this is the first time you are experiencing it, then you still have that attachment or clinging to that good meditation. Means you think by now you should be less sankhara and less of this, what they call mental hindrance, because you have experienced the relatively stable awareness and deeper tranquility and calmness and stillness. Then suddenly when this thing come back, it like make you not able to have that understanding to deal with what happened. Then the mind starts to like try to develop the good meditation. But meditation is not about good or bad. Meditation is about doing it correctly with the understanding to develop further understanding. There is the awareness, choiceless awareness of what is, of the reality. So when you are aware, all this doesn't come out. The sankhara, the views, the opinion, the thought and all that, it does not come out. It's just aware. Then if it's a message that comes, you will also know. So hopefully this one can help others understand also, because of your condition behind. Then for you, you have to find out, Alicia, because maintain awareness is very important. No matter what happened, just let it be. Whatever happened, accept. Condition like that, things will be like that, part of the way. So let it manifest. Then just observe. Then you will learn. You will understand. Then new things will happen. Then if you really cannot see that you are involved with the thing, there is this subtle dislike or mental, we call it analysis going on, which you fail to detect because it's still subtle, like what Song went through earlier on, then just go for a walk. But in Song's case, go and listen to TV or watch TV, like US election or whatever. Or see certain program that is very relaxing. Then just be natural. Then you realize you settle down very fast. Then you can go back to the normal mind state again. So key is be relaxed. Do not allow that mind to go into any analysis or trying to understand through rational thinking. That one is still the mundane mind behind. It's not the awareness that develops the understanding and the awakening. The contemplation, the inquiry, the reflection, you have to do it when you are in a relaxed manner. they call it the contemplative reflection. And inquiry to actually trigger off the condition for your reflection and conditioning, and contemplation to arise. So these are the few things that you need to check, and you need to have the understanding. And then you will have no problem with meditation. Okay, Alicia?
Okay, 谢谢 Brother Gil. Actually, Ah Song 也是跟我讲，你 go for a walk.
Yeah.
For a walk.
Yeah, yes, for a relaxed walk. Or 去看 TV 听歌也可以，什么也可以。 Do something that make you relax. When you are relaxed, the sankhara, thinking, activity, analysis, rationalizing, all these things disappear. That's why your mind will return to the normal awareness again. Because once you have stabilized it, it will come to you. And sometimes because of certain condition, it's like that nature wants you to learn, want you to experience. Then sometimes it's a test. You cannot go through, you keep on getting trapped there. Then you keep on, like you have problems like that, then you want to ask around. You experience or not? You have gone through this or not? How come like that? I thought meditation is not about every time you have that type of good meditation means you are improving your program. No. That awareness is for you to see, to observe in daily life. So sometimes the condition is such, for no reason, like Ajahn Mahabhuva went to, after he did the Buddha, everything like sort of trained the mind until very, very stable, you know, until very full of sati and all those things, even the absorption and all those things, jhana, everything. But he realized one day, for no reason, he becomes so restless, you know, the mind just like very wow, you know, like he cannot do anything, you know. Then he tried everything. Buddha, whatever his meditation practice before, he tried to tame the mind, he can't. Then finally he realized when he met Ajahn Man, why you go and do all these things? It's the ego, the primordial darkness that still wants to do. Where that one thing, he is not there yet. That one thing, he still need to go through the whole cultivation again. There is no such thing, I already told you. Meditation is about developing the awareness, the pure awareness, stabilize it to develop understanding and wisdom. When you understand, when you awaken, that thing cannot be lost. That thing is connected to your nature. So it's not about the doing. So don't be confused by all this. Because the doing is secondary. The doing is actually by the thought. That's why you just relax and maintain awareness. Don't try to know. Don't do anything. Just maintain awareness. Observe. Develop the understanding. So this is the part, I think, slowly you all will actually understand it. Then again, you can clear the hurdle. Then meditation becomes very straightforward. So it's all going back to like what I used to tell Song. Don't analyze. Don't go and reason. Yeah. Because all this is still from the thought, the mundane mind. The understanding is very important. So just do, have faith, be sincere, persevere, then relax, maintain awareness, stabilize that nature, do your routine, do your duty, live life. That is what you have to do. Because once the wisdom and the understanding is there, you will have the understanding to live life. Then living life is just training your mind to be heedful. When it's already heedful, cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. Cultivate Noble Eightfold Path is not to become peaceful and calm. Cultivate Noble Path is to go through all the Noble Eightfold Path factor. Reflect on right view, what constitutes right view. Then go through the mind mapping that Sui has come up with. Then you check. You check. When you have all those things, then you will know how to move on from right view, how it conditions the appropriate Dhamma to have right thought, right speech, right understanding. Yeah. Then you will know how to act appropriately. Then you know how to live life, right living or right livelihood. Then you will constantly cultivate the four right effort. And these are more important cultivation. Then this one is not about your mind calm or not. You're able to be stable in your meditation or not. Nothing to do with this. This one you will do whenever you are calm, peaceful, relaxed. So develop the daily mindfulness, the active part, that one more important. So when you can be aware or mindful in the midst of life, means daily mindfulness leading to sati sampajana, means every action, every movement, that is the real meditation, the real progress. That is life itself. Then you start to see your own citta, content of consciousness, your subtle defilement, mental intention, and all these things. Without that stability of mindfulness and the initial wisdom, your mind cannot understand all this. Then when you are in a free mind state, means in your daily life, not in excess concentration or apana samadhi, and during that time, you can develop a lot of understanding because the five mental hindrances are not suppressed. They are free. So when they are free, you can be aware of them. If you still have light and dislike, then you have to contemplate and reflect. These are mental hindrances linked to the evil roots of greed and hatred. How come you still have? This one is different. This one is not analysis. This one is you straighten your view because you don't have an answer to what happened to your mind. You are able to observe the mind stir. That's it. So you have to trace the origination factor. How did the arisen mental hindrance come to be? Then how, when you just silent, aware, it ceases to be? Before you have, you don't have. Before the mental hindrance arise, there was no mental hindrance. Then how come at the moment of sense experience, the mind stir, the mind react? You have this feeling of sensual desire and ill will. Then how come there is restlessness of mind like you went through? How come there is sleepiness or doubt? So all this is no longer analysis. All this is you observe yourself. Then you understand this is what is happening. Then you have to ask yourself, very likely, you still cannot have the right view. You have not straightened your view. That's why you have to go through the third way and the fourth way. You have to develop the meditative training. Next time when this mental hindrance, like light and dislike, or even anger, hatred, or whatever, the content of consciousness, the mind state, the emotion, stay with it, find out. Then when you stay with it, do nothing, it ceases. And then you understand these are dependent originating mind state, not intrinsic in you, not you. And this is meditation, this is wisdom, silence. Then after that, in the daily life, trace the origination factor. Before the sensual desire, it will arise, there was none. Then how come upon perception, the moment of consciousness, when you see something, hear something, smell something, taste something, it arises? This is meditation, Dhammanupassana, mindfulness of internal sense bases and external sense bases. So when you are aware, you can trace the origination factor. Then you look back, it's the views that you are holding on to, your wrong view. You have not straightened your view. When you have straightened your view, means you have developed the wisdom to accept the reality. You can be at peace. That's why I teach you how to see things as they are. People are just the way they are. The world is the world. my teenager rolling by. Then the last one just now I teach you is whatever happened is part of the way. No need to question. And then you can accept them. Whatever happened during daily life, meditation or what, you can accept. Ability to accept is wisdom. Then you can accord and flow. Then you are relaxed. Then you can flow with it. And then when this thing happens, your mind state become beautiful again. You will fall into place. Then sometimes, like Mahabhu walking on the test or what, if you know that it's a test, you laugh at it, relax into it, silent, everything fall back into place. Otherwise, go for a walk. Just do something that can make you mindful, peaceful. Or go and read up something, reflect, contemplate to understand. So all this is part and parcel of understanding for you to develop the meditation so that you will not fall into the sankhara analysis trap. So this part, I realize a lot of cultivators cannot clear. It takes them a while. Even Song also went through quite a period. That's why what he advised you is good, not bad. So, 应该是, 不错啦, 还可以. So, for you, since you understand now, I think maybe you can keep that in mind. Then later on, you will understand. Okay, yeah, Alicia?
Say, brother, do you?
还有什么吗?
还有... 其实 Thursday 你学那个无量一心之后 我就是很 full of joy and gratitude
yeah
我很感动
yeah those who understand the Dhamma walking the path on all will be very very full of joy and in tears
是真的在流泪感动到流泪
yeah. Because this is a sutta for great being. So, then you will express that type of feeling, that love, that compassion, and your nature will actually arise. Where you know your nature can also do all this. And this is what the teaching is for, to train great beings to walk this way, to train future Buddha. 很好啊, 沙雕, not only you, I think poaching also experience.
还有如果没有人讲, 我就继续讲, radio 可以吗?
你讲, 给你讲, okay. Okay, 给你讲, sorry.
还有就是, 到星期五早上, 我就在我的车前面, 就是很感恩佛菩萨咯, 很感恩, Buddha, 还有观音菩萨, 还有地藏王菩萨他们的guidance这样 然后 after 我就 pay respect 然后我就做 bowing after that 我走出去我的 garden 的时候 就是一刹那的 everything like 停掉 everything 停掉 就是 silent everything in silent 没有 sense 得到 nothing
oh, very good
it was so beautiful but 我觉得
那个是先出来让你了解的 Then what happened? Continue
其实我就停在那边静静 it's just like the nature understands
Yeah, it's fully When you are fully with your nature There is no sense data Because it's the unconditioned Nothing You are with that nature Then sometimes it will just manifest For you to understand that really, he know you, he know me. That nature is just that nature. Then you become very different. That atta, that sakayaditi, that seed, like completely rooted out. And you know, inside there, nothing. Just that nature, finish. And you become very different, transformed. And sometimes very brave. Then... Whatever the Sankara manifests, people last night are scared of dark places, ghosts and all those things, or they say very fierce being can attack you or what, there is no fear at all, because that thing understand, he know you, he know me. So who fear? What fear? Nothing fear. That nature can never die, understand? No? At the most, it's a common mind. That's why neither understanding, you will transform. But for you, you become like very amazed, which is very good. It's like you know that nature understand. But later on, that seed of atta rooted out, you will know inside. That manifestation is like an insight. It's suddenly in that state, and you suddenly understand. Very good. Continue.
就你知道我们的mundane那个 thought 就去 analyze 为什么没有声音的 you know, like 后来我发觉到其实那个是 like 它 寂静和空, you know, like I don't know how to explain, but I know there's something like, you know, 就是 like 什么都没有就对了，我讲不出来。
对，什么都没有, even 你自己都没有, that's why we call it I am nothing. 你了解那个word吗? I am nothing. 我不是一个东西人, because it's unconditioned. You are nothing. You are nobody. If you are something, somebody that is becoming, 那个就是五蕴, mundane mind, a thought. So that nature is beyond all this, is the unconditioned. And now you will go through all this. You will start to understand deeper and deeper later on. 它会这样现出来就是好事, which means you have reach that stability or cultivation where this condition can manifest for you to experience that nature deeper and deeper with clarity. Before you develop the stability and understanding, all this cannot happen. That's why you have to go through the test, you have to go through many things. 很好, continue.
我就给他们讲吧。
OK, 还有时间吗?
还有就是那天 Brother Dio 讲的 什么 sincerity, 然后什么诚心感动天 那个我是有一个 experience
啊，是啊，对 很好
就是星期天那天 我们早上就是去菜市场 然后就很大雨很大雨 然后很大雨很大雨 我就没下车 然后我们就直接去吃东西 可是吃完东西还是很大雨哦 就是说我们这是 like 拿雨伞下来车 然后吃东西 因为 Freddy 他不要打包 他就讲我要吃的 在这里坐着吃 我就好我就下车吃咯 换作以前我会讲 no but 现在 you know 你没办法你能够接受对你就讲 OK 好那下车吧试就试吧就吃咯吃完过后又很大雨哦然后我当下我就 aware 到全部人很像很不方便很 you know 下很大很大雨你不要去买菜然后那个 啊，对，然后那个 pure wish 就跑出来我，那我就向天公爷爷请求来，然后天公爷爷，如果你能够allow 这个 condition 能够暂时收一收，然后让人方便一下，可以不可以？然后 immediately 我 recite 完哦，它真的没有掉，哎呦，
停下来，对，阿弥陀佛，我的阿弥陀佛，对啊 ，that's why。 你的 pure wish become very powerful, very potent. 它会跟出来的，很厉害的。 好像以前 in the early years when I went through my cultivation, it happened. It happened many times. I tested it some more. Then until later on, 我不敢用。 Well, when I came to realize that my pure wish, my thought are very pure, very powerful, it can cause things to arise. Then 我就改一改咯, means just in case it manifests and it gives rise to certain type of condition that affect people, it's nothing to do with me, yeah? Because that pure wish I shared with you all before, there were conditions for me to like want to contact certain person which I have lost contact for a few years, many years. Then suddenly the condition arise, then for no reason in the afternoon that person, because when I was discussing that thing with my class, my friend, my very close family friend, you want to go somewhere, then I remember that person that I know, they the family business, they own that resort. So I say, how nice if I can contact that person, then I can go to him, then everything will be arranged. Well, I remember he told me before, you want to go to that resort, you can come to my office and see me, and I asked my secretary to arrange everything for you. Then I lost his contact. I don't know how to contact him. Then immediately after that, I think within an hour or so, the phone call came now and was called to my house. He still have my house number and all that time. Well, I was very surprised. Then I said, hey, I was about to contact you. Then he said, oh, is it? Oh, that's nice. He said, then I asked him, how come you all of a sudden for no reason call me? Oh, he said, no. He said, I have a very important news for you. He said, there is a reason why I call you. Then, do you know what he told me or not? He said, the university that you work didn't contact you. I told him I left the university already. I came out to the private sector. Oh, no wonder, he said. There was a fire that happened in one of the college that I last time, through privatization, I designed everything. Then there is a turnkey project. This guy, the company, actually that time they tender for it and they built it for 600 students. No? And that they call it the prefab type of college hostel that can be built, designed and built within 6 months. No? Where we need to rush through the time. For 600 students with all the facility for games, equipment, everything was completed. Then fire happened at one of the block. It was lady, exam time, I remember, near to exam time. Then he said, they just called me, he said, in the university. They just contacted him, he said, that's why he called me immediately after that. Then I said, okay. Then I said, have you seen the place? He said, not yet, I'm coming down now. He said, it seems still burning, he said, when the university contacted him. Then I told him, you don't have to worry. We have the university buy insurance on the day when it complete, he will buy insurance on. I said, you just claim the insurance, whatever that need to be done. So I purposely drove a car where it's only section 16 nearby to see how I saw the fire. Then my nature actually felt something. I tell myself, if I have known this, I will not arise that pure thought. But it was beyond me, because these people have their coming. They have to go through all this. So everything falls into place as I manifest the pure wish, very powerful. Then after that, I qualify it. I will always, because of my mindfulness and awareness, I said, if it's for the good of the many, then only let it manifest. Otherwise, don't let it manifest. Huh. Ever since I did that, I never face all these things anymore. Means there is no more negativity on when it manifests. Huh. That's the beauty of all this. Kan Tong Tian. It's actually your wisdom, your nature's parami and understanding that can give rise to this type of pure wish, which are very pure, very sincere. And also behind is your cultivation involved. That's why it will manifest. Sometimes at our retreat also, our spiritual trip also, or sometimes during the Dhamma sharing, you will observe a lot of very strange natural phenomena occurring. Sometimes light, loud thunder and all those things, they were rejoicing. And this type of phenomena keep on arising over the last 15 or years of sharing, I observe a lot of this thing happening. Then my wife will know a lot of things just fall into place. Those who travel with me, they will know. Yeah. So this is how all these are possible. So 真的 sadhu to you, huh? So 你也有 experience 过, huh? So that is really something worth sharing, huh? Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Mr. Steele is here, huh?
阿弥陀佛。
我也是一样，每天做做做，
做就对了，做就对了，不管咯。
每天很忙是不是？
对呀。
一样一样。
做好帅的工作咯。
一样咯，一样。一天 24 hours 也不够，对不对？
整天就是工作、吃饭、睡觉啦。
啊，是啊，一样一样，我觉得也是啊，一天呢要吃三次，哎，我觉得可以，可不可以吃一餐而已、啊。
But she did her duty very well, and she do it with a lot of understanding and joy. That's why sometimes she will tell me, "Is it? 哎呦，明天要早一点起来，很多东西要做。我说，你 train 苏伊啦，叫苏伊帮忙。哎呀，不用紧啦，自己做 exercise。You can meditate, huh? Means develop mindfulness, do the duty, everything. So that's why she said throughout the day, she did her duty as a housewife. That's what she do. But she also have her understanding, but she's shy to share. Huh? And maybe now I let her talk. Huh? Okay.
不管做任何一件事情，你照样做。但是关你的心，你就会做到哎，来去来去，生灭生灭。然后有时候有情绪上来，你看哦 ，OK。然后有时候你看哦，都是一样的，我也不会懂得解释，你就会看到哦，一样的啦，都是的，来去来去，空就是啦。然后我们一直修咯，一直修，一直要常住在真心里面，就要真心在里面咯。然后有时候也会受影响，也有情绪，你知道哦，又来咯，就这样咯，哦，知道来就来咯，然后来去来去就 OK 了咯，没事咯，你不要理他，然后你就这样子做。一直做，然后看一点经典咯，多一点了解，多一点了解，你就知道，我们也是自怎么样讲，自然的一部分吗？就随缘，顺也顺着他做，不管逆顺境逆境，你就照样接受。要忍辱，生智慧。了解就可以了，不过还是凡夫哦。但是凡夫有时候一时没有我们的习气一来，又被抓咯，知道就好，又在念咯，又在学咯，就是观咯，一直观，观到如是如是就是咯。就是一直在修行啊。这是我的。我说跟你们分享。
是的，很好。
大家都是一样的，大家在一起修行。
是的。
阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。Very good. So at least you get to listen to my wife sharing. She is very reserved. Sometimes very low profile. She doesn't want to like.Just share because still very reserved. But what she said is very good. She don't know how to express it, maybe a lot of things, because she has actually changed and improved a lot. She can accord and accept many things, like just now what she said. Then everything like not really what you think. My teenager rolling by, she used to tell me no reality. Although he said, "Sun Mian, Sun Mian," is actually able to understand clearly Sankara Anicca, Sankara Dukkha, Sankara Anatta, no reality at all. So ability to accept is very important. That's why she used the Mandarin word just now, yin yan he he. So 一切都是如如随缘。And a lot of Kayamita like to contact her, bring things and offer. And she will always have this good heart and let us help them to offer. Because seldom they have a chance to offer after MCO. Yeah, we don't have physical puja, meet up and all those things. We only have the weekly classes, puja. So she make it a point to make that offering. Then sometimes people bring certain things, then she will have to offer. Even I remember Jayanta, Queenie, and sometimes other Kayamita, whatever they bring, she will make sure on their behalf offer to the altar. So this time she learned a lot. Then she developed the understanding and she did her duty very well. Her parami is doing her duty. Then when she has the right understanding, when she walked the path of Dhamma, she become very different. Last time in the early day, of course, like you say, being a fan learner, fan learner means puttajana, you will go through the ups and downs. Sometimes you emotional. Sometimes you may be situation, your emotion arise again, you become unhappy and all those things. But those were the past. So we used to tease her last time in the early days. I said, well, whenever she cannot accept, like things don't go her way, and she can be really unhappy in the early days. Then I said, I told my children, I said, Mama, I just spite you, I chew you now. Then she learned, then she smiled, she laughed, and she able to accept. Then nowadays, hardly can't see any of this. And she has actually developed a lot of understanding, even at the retreat, everything. And she did a lot of homework. You don't think she always do household work. The whole lot of the Heart Sutta book, and she wrote so much notes there. Sometimes when we did the second edition, I need to borrow her note because she go and write all those things down. Then we can tell Pamasuri where I need editing and change. So now my daughter take over and do that part because she know how to keep them in the cloud and all those things. So these are the process where sincere, serious cultivator will go through and develop the understanding. Although it's just doing household work, daily activity of a housewife, where she also retired many years back. I think since the year 2006. So 14 years already. So time flies. So ever since that, she find more time to do her duty, do the thing she like to do. In the early days, she also Chao Jing, the Mahayana Sutta, she used to write and listen to the chanting, Da Bei Zhou and all those things. She Mandarin educated, so every time I need assistance for Mandarin, I will consult her. So all this is what she do, but she don't know how to express it. So maybe later when there's condition, she will express it. Then you all can have more and more of that sharing. So we should thank Po Ching for nominating her. Sadhu to you, Po Ching. Thank you. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, 差不多 6点 now, almost 6. I think maybe we can end. So we should rejoice with all the sharing by Alicia. by purchased by my wife, and all those who have partaken in the sharing of this Sunday class session. So let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Ah, yes, Bojang.
The other thing I want to say is I would like to thank Mrs. Steele for her sharing.
Ah, sadhu.
Yes, because I know as a housewife is lots of house duty to fulfill. And then sometimes
she's here
face
also.
A lot of ups and downs.
Yeah.
I also go through that, so I can appreciate and understand fully what she say. There's so much joy that she overcome all the stages of the emotion and how she learns and progress. Actually, it helps a lot with patience. Because when I do all the housework, I realize I have a lot more patience.
A lot more patience. You can accept many things.
Yes.
You are not like last time.
Yes. Initially, last time, you compare like 10 years ago and now, it's totally
different. World of a different.
Yes.
360 degrees.
Now you have more joy, through the understanding.
Yes.
You have the understanding why you are doing it.
Yeah.
Then when you do it, when you have that negative emotion that arises because of what you see or what you hear,
correct.
You can overcome it with
joy and understanding.
So
sadhu.
I can understand. That's why I
sadhu. No wonder. So
thank you very much.
You look at her sharing.
Everybody is the same, but if I were 10 years ago, I wouldn't know. Okay?
Sadhu. Understanding, wisdom.
Yes.
Good. Sadhu.
So it's a lot of different,
Yes, world of a different.
So it's so much joy listening to what you have to say.
Sadhu. Sadhu.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Sadhu. She's here. She will say a few words too.
Om Tho Pho Bo Ching. Sadhu. Cảm ơn bạn đã
cho
tôi cơ hội.
Sadhu, very good.
Sadhu.
Oh, very good.
Actually, from my experience, I improve a lot, progress a lot through all this duty. I realize myself.
Correct.
Because I'm able to accept it.
Yeah.
At ease, a lot more peace and
A lot of joy.
Progress a lot faster.
Then you become more efficient. You can do things efficient and very fast with clarity, with mindfulness, with joy, and your nature different.
So that's why I say doing the housework, chores and duties actually.
That is daily mindfulness, daily cultivation. Sadhu.
It really helps, Because you interact with your family members.
Yeah.
You are able to see their emotions.
Yeah.
And through this mindfulness, you're able to this is happening.
You can understand their mind state, their emotion.
Try to accommodate and help them.
Sadhu.
Understand them more, and then
very good. Sadhu.
You want them to be happy as well. So you sometimes Mrs. Steele say, I'll just do it. I didn't call my family member to do it.
Yes. Very good.
Let them do it for them so that they are happier. Chores that they want to do, they are always so busy.
You can sacrifice in that way.
Yes,
very good.
Yes, sacrifice is there as well.
Sadhu.
But you do it with understanding.
Yeah, enjoy. Yes.
With a lot of love and compassion for them.
Sadhu.
So that is the motherly love.
Sadhu. The mother's love, ta'ai.
Thank you very much for your sharing.
That famous Mandarin song, 世界只有妈妈好, 是吗? 世上啊，
correct, correct.
世上只有妈妈好。OK。